Gonzalez is under renewed pressure from Democrats and even some Republicans to resign. Critics point to congressional testimony earlier this week from former Deputy Attorney General James Comey. Comey testified about being present in a hospital room in 2004 with then-Attorney General John Ashcroft, who was recovering from an illness. Comey says then-White House counsel Alberto Gonzalez and then-White House Chief of Staff Andrew Card tried to get a barely conscious Ashcroft to approve a secret domestic eavesdropping program as part of the administration's anti-terror efforts. Ashcroft refused, citing the objections of Comey and others at the Justice Department. Comey told senators it was the most difficult day of his professional career.
I was very upset. I was angry. I thought I just witnessed an effort to take advantage of a very sick man.
Democratic Senators Chuck Schumer of New York and Dianne Feinstein of California are pushing for a vote of no confidence on Gonzalez. Schumer says Gonzalez is too weakened to lead the Justice Department.
The most dramatic and searing revelation occurred when Deputy Attorney General Comey testified. No question. But every day another straw is added to the camel's back.
The no confidence vote could come as early as next week. Several Republicans have joined with Democrats in putting new pressure on Gonzalez to step down, including Senator Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania.
I believe that the Department of Justice is close to being dysfunctional now, with an attorney general who is unable to perform the duties of that position.
Comey told Congress that he and Ashcroft were prepared to resign in 2004 because of their objections to the domestic eavesdropping program. President Bush ordered changes in the program to satisfy their concerns, and the program went ahead. Comey left the Justice Department last August. Reporters asked President Bush at a news conference Thursday if he had ordered Gonzalez and Card to go to Ashcroft's hospital room and obtain legal authorization for the wiretapping program.
There's a lot of speculation about what happened and what didn't happen. I'm not going to talk about it. It's a very sensitive program. I will tell you that, one, that the program is necessary to protect the American people, and it's still necessary because there's still an enemy that wants to do us harm.
Gonzalez has been under scrutiny for months over the firing of 8 U.S. attorneys last year. The Washington Post reported Thursday that the administration may have considered firing as many as 26 of the 93 U.S. attorneys following President Bush's reelection in 2004. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.